Hello and welcome.
That's Spike. You always do that too loud at the beginning.
Hello and welcome to 411 Mania's The Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of
March 31st, 2008.
I just did a double take on my watch.
That was amusing.
I forgot what the month
especially
was.
Since you checked right before we started.
Yeah, that's going to be the worst pause ever.
That's okay.
All right. It's well, today is the 30th.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Sunday before WrestleMania 24.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Everyone go read Mike's Can They Be Champ article on 411 Wrestling.
Wow, you didn't read it.
I didn't read it this week, but I read last week, so I got to say, it was a very nice article.
Oh, thank you very much. That was my anxiety article. But yeah, this week, I just... Okay, I'm not going to plug my own stuff. That's not even related to gaming. Never mind. But thank you for plugging it for me.
You're welcome.
Anyways, but yes, today's WrestleMania, so we actually kind of got to do this show before it starts.
Yep.
I have to do... I'm doing the instant analysis with some... With two other people... Me and two other people are doing it during the pay-per-view at home.
Mm-hmm.
So after every match, I have to send in some match thoughts and give it, like, a star rating.
Right, right.
And then... But there's, I think, at least two people who are actually at the event who are kind of who are doing a very condensed version of that via text messages.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. Something, if I was at the show, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to be there. No, I don't. I don't know. I commend them for wanting to send text messages.
That's cool.
But it's cool. And
like
they're lucky.
Live blogging.
I know, actually, just go off topic. Meehan's there, and he's cool. He does the Methinks news report.
Okay.
And he's cool because he's also a Disney fan.
Oh, okay.
So he did a bunch of top 10 lists in his recent just news column of Disney things, kind of off to the side.
Mm-hmm. But, man after your own heart.
Yes, yes. Speaking of Disney, I loved all the Disney references in Ric Flair's acceptance speech.
That was good.
Just, you know, welcome to Orlando, the second home of Space Mountain.
Yes.
Oh, we haven't even talked about video games at all.
Let's,
okay,
let's
so
rundown is different.
Oh, we have some emails this week, so we added a mailbox. We should have come up with a catchier phrase. We call it the mail bomb.
No, yeah, well, that's a little offensive, maybe.
Let's call it pipe bomb. No, we'll just call it the mailbox. We'll say something witty. If anybody has any ideas,
a mailbag so full it's ready to explode.
How about the mail barrel?
Yeah,
there we go.
The mail barrel.
The mail barrel. Okay. Oh man, the creative process at work. Okay, we're gonna start off with the news. Is there any good news?
Yeah, there's some stuff.
Okay, there's some stuff. Then we're gonna go to the best ever. Why don't we just say the topic now, so people know we got the best
sports game ever.
Kind of.
In honor of the greatest night of sports entertainment.
I didn't want to just do wrestling game. Best wrestling game ever. Do you have the new wrestling game announcement in your news?
No.
I'll talk about that a little bit.
I missed that.
And then from there, we're going to talk about our week in gaming. For me, that's a lot of Crisis Core.
Yeah.
You've been playing God of War.
Right.
Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases and the weekly game releases. Look at some of the articles on 411mania.com.
And then the mail barrel.
And the mail barrel. Mail barrel.
All
right. Do a mail barrel.
Well, let's kick it off. This came out last beginning of this week, rather.
That's not even a whole lot of news. Go ahead.
No, so we've got finally a formal announcement on the release of Rock Band for Wii. It'll come out just the same as all the other packages with the software, drums, mic, and guitar, and it'll be a wireless guitar with the Wii. It'll come out on June 22nd for a retail of $169.99, same as the Xbox and PS3 versions. The kind of bummer is, unlike those versions, it's really a port of the PS2 version.
I expected as much.
Yeah, no DLC, no created characters. It'll have 63 songs, five of which are bonus songs for the Wii. They haven't said, like, people are thinking they're going to be, like, Nintendo songs.
Ooh.
But then I don't really know what Nintendo songs would fit Rock Band.
Oh.
Singing.
Well, how many of them are covers? Singing.
I mean, like, singing and bass and drums and guitar.
There's that, there's that version of the Legend of Zelda song, Rock. I mean, like, Link. He come to town. He come to say. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that could work.
I don't know.
But also, they'll have the standalone instruments at launch, so that's good too.
They gotta do the Mario. Swing your arms from
side to side. Oh, come on, it's time to go do
Stop
the
it.
Mario.
People are like, cancel subscription.
Come back.
Like
come
right
back.
Now. Okay, we won't. Okay. All right. So I guess I bet that'll sell very well.
Yeah, the drums look cool. They're all white.
Well, yeah. Okay, so Battlefield Bad Company DLC.
Oh, you knew what that meant. Cool. Yeah, so
Believe it or not, I follow this industry a little bit. I can understand. Well, your
I don't remember what that meant.
Battlefield.
Anyway,
BFBC DLC.
So with the beta out there now, some of the weapons.
Aren't you in the beta?
I am in the beta.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I did. I'll talk about that more in the week in gaming.
All right, sorry.
But they've noticed when you go to select your weapons, some of them say, you know, for purchase on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Everyone's like, what the hell? I mean, of course, it's EA, so we're not too surprised. But EA has tried to defend it, saying that 5 of these 10 DLC weapons are free. Like, I guess you get them early if you pre-order, and then they'll unlock them for everybody later on. The other 5 come with the game's Gold Edition, and then you can, like, purchase them separately if you don't have the Gold Edition. They claim that they're, you know, they're balanced with all the other games. Like, they don't give you an advantage to own them. It's just more options. So, I mean,
doesn't having more options give you an advantage?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. It's stupid. It's a bad precedent.
And they didn't. You think they'd at least have them unlocked for the beta so we could try them, but they didn't do that either. So we'll see how that goes.
It's not. I don't think it's going well already.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What are they thinking? They think we're gonna like this?
No, they're thinking they can make some more money.
That's much. They're making a lot of that already, right?
Yeah.
EA.
Yeah.
They don't have quite enough to get Take Two yet. That must be what's bothering them.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted something, we didn't get it. What the hell is this?
Like I said, it's because they're trying to get that done before April 29th when GTA comes out. And
less
Activision
than a month away.
Yeah. Mm. But
ooh, let's talk about this.
So yeah, the Metal Gear Solid 4 limited edition details have come out.
I got to upgrade my pre-order.
Yeah, so you get a collectible metal box, and there's a bonus Blu-ray disc with 2 making-of documentaries, 4 chapters of the graphic novel, and the Metal Gear Import soundtrack.
What's Metal Gear Import soundtrack exactly?
No idea, but it sounds sweet.
Yeah, I bet it'll be awesome.
The whole package will run you $85.
You know, there aren't very many games I would buy the $85 special edition for, but I would for Metal Gear Solid 4.
Excellent.
I have a Solid Snake for this series.
Oh! Zing.
I stole that from somebody else.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have said anything.
Well, I'm not going to be a jerk. Okay. What the heck is this? What do I
care? For all my PC gaming comrades, the Windows Vista Service Pack 1 has been released.
Oh.
If you go to Windows Update or go to Microsoft's site, you can manually download it. People have been reporting huge performance gains in a variety of games. Crysis, Call of Duty 4, a bunch of the newer games are seeing great performance benefits. So.
That's great.
Yeah, I installed it. It works. I like it. So the final map in the Halo 3 Legendary map pack has been revealed. It's a remake of Lockout called Blackout.
What was Lockout in?
Lockout's the one, you know it. It's the kind of floating platforms. It's icy. There's the big thing in the middle. Up top, if you go up, snake around, there's a sniper rifle. You go down, there's
the
sword.
What Halo?
2.
I don't know.
You go in the one room, it's got the really big grav lift. You'd know it if you saw it.
Oh, I think I do.
Yeah, you know the one.
Do people like that level?
It's incredibly popular. A lot, when this news came out, you look at all the comments, all the sites, and everybody's saying now that this is instant purchase.
Okay.
So people are excited for it. I like that map, too. I downloaded the Heroic Pack, and I can't find my copy of Halo 3. I plan to try it soon. I want to play around with the Foundry level.
Oh, wow, you can make your own levels in an FPS?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Okay.
So we got a duo of demos coming. The first, more important of the two, will be a Ninja Gaiden 2 demo sometime in May.
That'll be fun.
Yes. And the Army of 2 demo is coming out on April 1st. You know why it's coming out on April 1st?
Because it's a joke?
Yes!
I was just kind of...
You're right there with me.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I am curious to try the game.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know.
So hopefully the demo lets you do co-op.
I don't think it's as bad as all that.
Yeah, so we'll get to judge for ourselves. And a big TF2 update's coming in mid-April. They'll have the new payload game type with the new map Gold Rush. You know how that works?
No, how it is this?
It's kind of an evolution of the Hunted from Team Fortress Classic.
Much of an evolution?
Well, let me explain. Instead of a player as the Hunted character, it's a mine cart. The more people from the defending team around the cart, the faster it'll move along its track. But as soon as someone from the other team gets within range, it'll stop, so you have to get rid of them to
keep
it going.
That sounds actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it should be
really
fun.
This is a game I haven't played a lot of yet. Hopefully this summer I'll get going on my PC and I'll get some good time in it.
And they're also going to release with that update the Meet the Scout video.
Oh. I'm still waiting for the Meet the Medic video.
They said they're going to do all of them. All right.
More map pack news.
Yeah, so we announced last week about the COD map pack coming out April 3rd, but the PSN download won't be out till about the 24th or so. In the PC version, they said it's coming. They're working out logistics, which probably means they're just figuring out a way to consistently charge people for it.
Okay. Whatevs.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's talk about this.
So the new 50 Cent game has been announced. 50 Cent, Blood in the Sand, or Blood on the Sand.
Did you read the synopsis?
Yes.
Oh, God, it was beautiful.
So,
it was like...
So 50 does a concert in an unnamed Middle Eastern
country. With one of his friends. What was his friend's name?
It's one of the guys in the G Unit. I don't know. His crew.
It was great. Okay, anyways.
So when they go to get paid for the concert, they're like, not going to pay him. And 50's like, oh, bust your ass. And so instead of paying him, they offer him a crystal skull, which has nothing to do with Indiana Jones. And then suddenly the crystal skull is stolen, so he and his posse go to get it back.
I like how this game doesn't really need to take place in the Middle East.
No. But the strange thing is, from some of the preview buzz I've heard from it, they said it looks like a pretty solid game. Uses UE3.
I hope it is. I'd love to play this game,
yeah,
to be honest.
It's a new developer, new engine, new everything. Apparently, 50 himself was not pleased with how Bulletproof came out, but it still sold like over a million.
I thought 50 was talking about how that game was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It was going to, like, I don't know, make
us... Well, it's not like he was going to say, this game sucks, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, but, no, he was talking some pretty big shit about that game.
No, I believe the quote was at the time...
Best game ever?
No, he said, just as I revolutionize the music industry, I'm going to revolutionize the gaming industry.
That's right. Well, he didn't say when.
Right. That's true. So maybe this is, you know, second time.
Oh, I can't wait. All right.
So, okay, another game I can't wait for. Penny Arcade Adventure has been priced. It'll be $20 no matter which platform you get it on. PC, Mac, Linux, XBLA. Some people are all like, oh, I don't know, $20 for an Xbox Live Arcade game. But I think they really don't realize that this is a game that, like, 4 years ago would have been, like, a $40 disc.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
This is not, like, the same thing as downloading Frogger.
You know? Yeah, we're not getting... You're not downloading N Plus or something.
Yeah.
So, but speaking of awesome downloadable games...
Yes, usually I don't report on Live Arcade release dates, but I'm too excited for this. Ikaruga, coming April 9th.
Hells yes.
With online play, co-op, oh, I can't wait.
When you get in the zone, that game, there's almost not a better feeling.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That game is...
Fantastic.
Everyone needs to... You got to try that game. It's the best shmup ever.
Right. I'm going to go out of order here because this news is lame. I don't know why the headline's bold. I couldn't get to unbold. So this year's the 20th anniversary of Madden Football. And they're going to do a collector's edition for Madden 09. And that will be the only way to get NFL Head Coach 09. They're not going to sell it separately.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they have good faith in that franchise. So the whole package, which, I mean, if NFL Head Coach 09 is a game you do like, you're getting both that and Madden for $90. So in that regard, it's not a bad deal.
Right.
If you don't care about Head Coach, now suddenly your Madden Collector's Edition costs $90.
Right, right.
So this, I think, is really cool. I don't know if you heard this.
I heard about it. I didn't really read it into it too much.
Yeah, GTA 4 is going to have a music download system to it. Because, like, the GTA soundtracks are always really big sellers. So what they'll do is if you're in the game, you hear a song you like, you call, like, an in-game service, like on your in-game cell phone called Zit. You'll get a text message back with a song and artist name. And if you're signed up with Rockstar's Social Club, they'll send you an email with a direct link to the Amazon Music Store where you could download the song. Their prices fluctuate from 89 to 99 cents a song with no DRM.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
So, yeah, that's a handy way to build up your music collection. Have you ever used the Amazon service?
No, I never
have. I used it to get the Orange Box soundtrack, and it's really, really nice. I mean, the fact that there's no DRM is really awesome.
Right.
And last and least, I threw this in there just for
you. Oh,
don't
forget, I'll say
last.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Well, last on my list, and this is just for you, the Tales of Symphonia Wii game has gotten a Japan release in June. So
okay, so we'll probably see fall. Yeah, I mean, that'll be a fun game. You know, I love the original Tales of Symphonia.
Yeah, you do.
I still have to play some of those other games. I mean, we still have that.
Yeah, you have the one sitting here. I think it's right over here somewhere.
Yeah, it's been sitting there since a couple. Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You go ahead and look for that.
I am. Go ahead.
So wait, what did I say that I want to talk about? You forgot to report on
SmackDown versus.
Oh yeah,
Raw.
SmackDown versus Raw. 09 got announced. They always announce these games right before WrestleMania. And there's a lot of focus on tag team wrestling in this one.
Right.
Which is kind of strange because WWE itself has been unfocusing on tag team wrestling. But there's apparently a new system for tag team wrestling. There's hot tags and everything. And I think there's also going to be like a creative finisher thing going on.
Oh, that's
cool. What I heard. But yeah.
I hope they
There's going to be a co-op career mode.
Oh, that's cool. We got our wish last year with the ability to use your own music for your entrances.
I hope it's more convenient.
Yeah, it was kind of a clumsy system for that. You had to, like each player needed his own playlist, and it was kind of convoluted.
This should have a good roster list because Jericho came back.
Right.
That should be sweet. Okay. We talked about Persona 4 last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
Can I close this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, on to the best ever.
Best ever sports game. Okay. I say Punch Out. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to declare one right away, right?
No, we're supposed to talk about
it. I know, but I'm not sure. I want to throw out Punch Out. For
the
NES.
Because
I love
boxing game.
I just play Punch Out again.
Really, though, when you think about it, it's not so much a boxing game as it is kind of a puzzle
game. It is kind of a puzzle game because it's not like you can't just go and throw punches and, like,
right.
kind of learn a pattern and get you. It's all about the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that game is still so much fun today. I love playing
Great
Punch Out.
I am actually have a very soft spot in my heart for World Series Baseball 95 on the Sega Genesis.
I remember you played that. I didn't play too much.
It was cool because the batter sprites in that game were huge. It had pretty good commentary considering it was like a 16-bit baseball game.
Right.
And really, aside from maybe another game I'm going to mention a little bit later, I haven't had that much fun with a baseball game since.
Bad News Baseball?
No.
That's the baseball game I like for
that
the
NES.
That
was on the
NES
with the rabbits as umpires and stuff. That was fun.
I like the Bad News Baseball. Yeah, I said one. Your turn.
Okay. Well, continuing the baseball, the Bigs.
The Bigs was fun. I only rented it, but it was.
Yeah,
fun.
That was a good game. That's one I've been meaning
what
to
about,
get
have you
at
liked,
some point.
What other football games have you liked? I liked Madden 97 myself. That was the one I played.
My favorite is still ESPN 2K5. I'm kind of bummed that series died and All Pro wasn't that good.
Oh, did you try All Pro?
Yeah. It's pretty awful.
Really?
They released it down.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about wrestling games. People like those 64 ones a lot.
WCW versus NWO is my favorite.
Yeah.
Of all
I don't
the
even remember
games.
Them that well myself.
That's when all my friends were into wrestling, so that's when we had that.
The one I actually kind of liked was SmackDown versus Raw 06 a lot.
That was the one that basically got you into wrestling.
But yeah, that was great.
I mean, no, it didn't.
Oh, God, that was a great... I mean, I don't know. The roster, that game gelled really well.
Right.
And the career mode was... it wasn't too complicated. I liked those six a lot for some reason. Whatever reason.
I was going to say, I really was impressed with NBA Street... or NBA Home Court, which was Street 4, I think.
Right.
Did you play that with me? We rented it on the PS3, I think.
I did try it.
It was
kind of
really
fun.
Solid. I like
it. I know one of your favorites is Mario Golf. For the Game Boy Advance.
I almost forgot. You're right. That's probably my favorite Game Boy Advance game. I played like the RPG mode. I got my character fully leveled up and all the stats. I won every tournament.
It's weird when you play that RPG mode. You don't even like run into like the Mario characters, really.
Not till the very end. Yeah. You end up in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Right. I played the tennis version.
Right.
And that was really good, too.
Yeah.
There's something else you wanted to bring up? There have been
impressive.
A lot of sports games.
Yeah, and with all the iterations and everything, too. Like I was really impressed recently with the demo for NHL 08 because a lot of publications have kind of hailed it as the sports game of 07, and I played it when it first came out, and I was like, eh, because I never cared for hockey. And then I went to a few hockey games, minor league games here in Youngstown, and having figured out more about the sport, I tried the demo again and actually ended up really liking it.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Content?
Thanks to you jogging my memory, I would say that probably my favorite sports game I ever played is Mario Golf Advanced Tour.
Nice. I'm going to have to go Punch Out.
All right.
I like Punch Out.
We're old school and
where
simple.
Where the hell is a new Punch Out? Man, that'd be great.
I don't care much for the simmy games because they don't sim it like all the way. So it's like some things work the way like you would expect in a simulation, but they're still like arcadey things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it can be a little disconnect. Like the turbo button. Like the fact that there's a turbo game in simulated sports makes no sense. Like NHL 08 doesn't have it. It got rid of it and it feels a lot better for it actually.
Right. I understand that. All right. Let's go on to our week in gaming.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I'm the one who's playing the most hot new release.
Yes.
Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII.
So do tell.
It's interesting because it's one of those games where you play it first and you're like, this is okay, you know, whatever. But I mean, it really did. Real quickly it started picking up. At first, like, the very first scene is the main character, Zack. He's, like, running on top of a train and, like, being a super Japanese superhero, basically, you know?
Very reminiscent of the original Final Fantasy VII opening with the train.
Yeah, except just way more over the top. And, it was just like, okay, whatever. And Zack, he wasn't all that appealing at first. But then, like, real quickly, the game took a more serious tone.
Mm-hmm.
Zack became a really appealing character, actually.
Cool.
He actually may be one of the best protagonists in the series.
That's good.
Yeah, as far, I mean, main protagonist as far right, as that right, goes. Right. And again, the combat system's kind of shallow at first, but once more layers are added to it, so it's basically kind of like, it's kind of Kingdom Hearts-esque in that, like, you know, it's like you have your attack and you can use L1R to move to, like, your magic spells, your special, like, items and stuff like that. And you know, that all works real well. If you get behind an opponent, you'll do your critical hits and stuff. It's like, you have MP points for magic, you have AP points for, like, special abilities. Like, you can dodge and, you know, you can dodge, roll, and block, and that'll take some AP.
Okay.
Running out of AP, running out of MP usually isn't a problem.
Right, that's good.
But, like, the big thing, the really interesting thing is the, what do they call it? The DMW wheel or something? It's like the wheel.
Yeah, like the slot machine kind of thing.
And there's three, and, you know, it's three slots. And each slot has a picture and a number. Now, and it's constantly rolling. Now, when it's just going normally, depending on where you get sevens, kind of Final Fantasy sevens, certain things will happen. Like, you get 1-7 on, let's say, the left one. I'm not sure if that's true. You'll have no MP cost for a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get 1-7 in the right slot, you get Endure, so you won't be knocked back.
Doesn't it also affect the way you level up?
I'm getting to it. Okay. Get 3-7s, you'll get invincibility and stuff like this. But now, the portraits are also going too. If you get the left and the right wheel's portraits to match up, then you'll go into the modulating phase, and then, like, it becomes bigger, and it's like just only the middle one's spinning. And then a couple things happen there. Now, if the middle picture matches up, then you're going to do, like, a limit break, basically, corresponding to whatever character you've matched three of. And, you know, you meet characters, you add new portraits and stuff like that. And at the same time, if you match two numbers up of the same kind, like a 4 and a 4, your corresponding materia, like, let's say fire is 4 for whatever reason, will level up. And if you get 3 4s, it'll level up twice, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then if you get 3 7s, that's how you level up in the modulating phase.
I see. That's the only way, like, there's no XP?
No XP.
Weird.
It's weird, but it's been working. It's been balanced, surprisingly.
That's good.
The whole game is, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's on the easier side. You're not going to pull your hair out.
Right.
I really like the wheel, actually. It's really kind of interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's like, it doesn't just, it's not like, oh, I'll just go attack the smallest things in the wheel where we just spin randomly anyways. It depends on how strong the opponent you're fighting.
That's good. And I heard, too, like, it seems like retroactively a lot of complaint people have about materia from Final Fantasy VII was that, like, the characters kind of didn't matter. They were just materia banks and turned them into whatever.
Well, you only got one character.
Yeah, so I guess it works really well, they say now, with just the one character, right? Like,
right.
You can just suit them to your playstyle.
There's even a materia fusion system.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
And then graphically, it's good.
Graphically,
right?
It looks just as good, if not better than it looks just as good, if not better than any PS2 game out there. It's just kind of bizarre.
That's cool.
And all the, like, CG cutscenes are, you know, it looks just like Advent Children, basically.
And then you said too, they got a new voice for Aerith.
They got a new voice for Aerith. Thank God. If anyone here has played Kingdom Hearts 2, because she just talks a little bit in Advent Children, but God, the person they had for Aerith before is.
It was Mandy Moore in the first Kingdom Hearts.
Right, but whoever they had for Kingdom Hearts 2 and for Advent Children was horrible. But the voice acting is great in this.
That's good.
The characters are really the story is actually really good.
Well, that's good.
And it's not just like complete fan service. I've run into Cloud, but like, you know, of course they do. You become friends. And it was really cool how you run into him and stuff like that.
That's good.
You run into Aerith for the first time. And, you know, there's a plot going on there that's just not like, oh, what happened before Final Fantasy VII, you know?
It's its own thing.
Right. And it's interesting to see Sephiroth not being just like, you know, the emo villain that he is.
Right. Cool. Have to try it when you're
done. And it seems reasonably long. I'm about 10 hours into it.
Mm-hmm.
And besides the main quest, there's all these submissions you can do. There are a lot of them to do. And, you know, it's kind of nice to just do these submissions without any cutscenes and stuff. Just go and fight people.
Right.
And this is how you get some of the summons and stuff like that.
Cool.
Summons also work with, like, the DM wheel or whatever.
All right.
But, I'm enjoying it. It's a good, fun action game with surprisingly good presentation values. It's a lot better than Dirge of Cerberus. You played Dirge of Cerberus?
I did not.
Ooh.
Ouch.
You know what's weird with Dirge of Cerberus? Is that the base gameplay was okay. It was actually it worked all right as a third-person shooter. Then a lot of things about it were horrible. Like, I mean, they added a double jump that, and I guess wasn't in the Japanese version of the game. So you have this a double jump now in the American version, because I guess they thought they'd make things better. But you couldn't, the double jump wouldn't help you jump onto anything that was higher. So just a lot of invisible walls and stuff. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, I hate invisible walls, because with the game I'm playing now, God of War, Chains of Olympus, that screws me up a lot, because there's a lot of things that look like you should be able to jump over, and
right,
you can't. Like, that, there was a section yesterday you had to show me where to
break the wall, because yeah,
you can't really see
it. That's a problem. As soon as you have a breakable wall in a game, it's like, now I gotta try to break every wall if I'm stuck.
Exactly. It's like, but, it's like tile hunting and like Zelda's or something like
but
that.
But yeah, you've been playing my copy of God of War now.
Yeah, and
you enjoying it?
Yeah, because, well, you remember last week, one of my complaints about God of War as a series in general is that combat kind of got boring, repetitious. But the way that they've mapped magic attacks, where you just hold down the R trigger and hit a face button, I'm actually using them, and it's really helping to kind of spice right up the combat.
But wait till you get the Gauntlets of Zeus, I think they're called. Mm-hmm. They're really cool.
Yeah. So I think I must be a little over halfway through the game.
Yeah, you are.
About halfway through. Right now? I'm in Hades.
Yeah, I know you're in Hades. You're chilling out there.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's great, and like you said, between that and sounds like Crisis Core, you're finally getting to see some good graphics coming out of the PSP.
Yeah, I wouldn't say finally. I mean, it hasn't been a horrible-looking system.
No, but these are, like, right on par, if not better, like you said, than, like, a lot of PS2 games.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm just pumped for Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Birth by Sleep, so. BS. BBS. All right. Do you play anything else? I mean,
I was telling you my poker quest or poker slam story.
Oh, I don't want to hear poker. Okay, go ahead.
It's real fast. I was playing it last night just because I had 20 minutes before I went to bed. I wanted to play something. So, you know, like you get in like that puzzle game zone where you're like, I'm doing the best ever. And then you finally lose. And I had like a high score of like 194,000. I'm like, oh man, I had to do sweet. I go on the leaderboard. I'm ranked like 3,300th. And the guy in first place on the board has 20 million. Like, oh.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yep. So, but, that's a really good game. I like it.
You've been playing. You said you played. You're in the beta for Bad Company.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about this. Yeah, I did. I played just not a whole ton. It's having some connection issues right now.
Now, this is the Battlefield game.
Yeah, it's
right?
Battlefield. And instead of the typical Battlefield gameplay mode of going and getting command points and they're just spread out about the map, they make it a little more linear. You have attackers, defenders. The defenders in their base have two gold crates. And it's the attacker's job to destroy them, whether by, you know, planting C4 or even just shooting them for a while. And then once the two are destroyed, the defenders have to fall back to a secondary base, and then that first base becomes the attacker's spawn point. And then there's a tertiary base. There's three phases.
Isn't there a mode in Team Fortress 2 like this?
It's with points, not
okay. Oh, okay.
Not
control points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of similar, but it has a good flow to it. It keeps the action a little more focused. I gotta say, I'm actually really impressed by the graphics in the game.
Really?
It looks
what
good.
Dungeon is it?
What's that?
Is it?
It's unique. It's its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has. It's. They almost made it sound like with that first teaser trailer that it was 100% destructible environments. It's not. But they're pretty destructible. Like, I was shooting at a guy. He was hiding behind a picket fence. I literally just shot down the fence and then had him wide open.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. One thing, I almost don't like the vehicles in it. I think the game was almost better as just an infantry game.
Because
I played one map that was just infantry. It was really sweet. And we get to a vehicle map. And it's the same. This is the problem. Just everybody wants to jump into a vehicle and dick around.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's trying to play at that point anymore.
I still enjoyed Battlefield 1942 the best.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still really looking forward to Battlefield Heroes this summer.
All right. Well, I think that's it for what we've been playing.
Yep.
I mean, our weekend game. So, downloadable game releases. What do we got?
All right. So, on the Wii Virtual Console, there's a game called King's Knight, which is actually an old Square game before they made Final Fantasy.
Oh, I
NES.
Heard about this.
I have a theory as to why they released this, because apparently this game is god-awful. But you know how, like, they really, like, they don't want to put stuff, like, on retro downloads because they'd rather just repackage it and sell it at full price.
Yeah.
My guess is that they put this out here expecting it'll sell crappily, and then people are like, why aren't you selling Final Fantasy, you know, whatever, on Virtual Console? They're like, well, our Virtual Console sales have not been strong enough to support that industry, you know?
Well, I don't, that seems pretty convoluted.
So if you want Final Fantasy, maybe you should download King's Knight. I don't know. The other game is called Powerball on the Genesis. I think it's one of those. It's like football with like grenades and things like that.
Is this a football game of robots?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's silly like that.
Yeah.
All right, what are these Xbox?
Okay, so Xbox Live Arcade. First, there's a this game called Tikal. I just played it last night to try it. It's kind of a mix of Tetris and Luminous.
Okay.
It's okay. The other one, it's actually an Xbox original, Dreamfall: The Longest Journey, which is the sequel to The Longest Journey. Have you ever played either of those?
I never played either of them.
I played the demo for Longest Journey. That was like a straight-up point-and-click adventure game. Dreamfall, I rented. It's kind of like Indigo Prophecy. It's okay. Got like a combat engine, which isn't that great, but the puzzle solving and story itself are pretty cool. So, that's worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation Network got nothing. GameTap. Baseball Mogul. It's a baseball management simulator. Monica. It's a PC adventure game. And Hot Dog King. Some kind of fast food game for the Windows.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. And then our real games. We got Mane Kamiya. Alchemist of All Reveals for PS2, March 31st.
Looks like a strategy game.
Apparently, this is the fourth entry in the series.
Never heard of it.
Great War Nations, The Spartans, PC, March 31st. It looks like a bad strategy game.
Yep.
Overclock for the PC, March 31st. Plays a psychiatrist who delves into the memories of six patients. It's an adventure game.
Sounds like a serious version of Psychonauts.
Kind of. Toy Shop for the DS, April 1st. Looks pretty silly.
Yep.
Panzer Command
Kharkov,
PC.
A lot of
March.
Strategy games this week.
Strategy. Man, this is a pretty bad
game. Yeah, a point and click adventure game set in the Middle Ages.
The Abbey, PC.
That could be cool.
Maybe. Professor Brainium's game, DS, March 31st. Take a guess there.
Mm.
Women's Murder Club, April 3rd.
Oh, that's that author Dad likes. James Patterson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just a hidden object game and weird. Civil War Mysteries, PC, March 31st.
Puzzle game, actually.
Really? Riddle of the Tomb, PC, March 31st.
Puzzle game.
Puzzle Quest
for mobile phones.
Challenge of the Worlds. Okay, kind of a weird week.
Yeah, not much
when the
going
best
on.
Thing when the best thing is Puzzle Quest for the mobile phones. You know?
Yeah.
All right, I don't need to talk about can they be? I mean, not my column.
411
Mania. And so let's talk about the 10th hour like we usually do.
Yeah.
Derek Robbins, who I got an email from, and I'll talk about that
later.
Yeah,
it's in the mail barrel, but he did have some very nice things. I meant to say it last week and forgot, so I'm sorry. But he's had some very nice things to say about us at the top of his article last week.
Not this week, though. What the heck? Where's the plug, Derek?
It's because we kind of...
It's because I shouted at him. Oh. Sorry I shouted at you in the podcast. So we got top 10 portable games.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10 is WarioWare Game Boy Advance. I loved
good game.
God, that was great back
then.
Yeah.
Revolutionary, really.
Yeah, no problems. Number 9 is Prophecy Tactics Advance.
Which I was playing a lot of until I hit a brick wall in the game where I couldn't get through this battle and then never...
I always had those problems with those kind of games. But yeah, for what it was, definitely great. Then right below it, Prophecy Tactics, The War of the Lions. Tied with Disgaea, Afternoon...
I think it's Disgaea.
Whatever. Afternoon of Darkness for the PSP.
Right.
I think Derek's got a thing for these kind of games.
Yeah.
So, you know. And then number 7 is Metal Solid Portable Ops.
You
oh, yeah.
Played that.
I played all of it. Really, really cool. Really cool. Definitely good stuff.
I had that weird one that was like a card game.
You got Acid?
Yeah, because there was nothing else to get on the PSP when it first
That's
came out.
That's not true. I had Twisted Metal and stuff.
Yeah.
Got Acid.
Yeah, I think I since got rid of it.
Whatever.
It wasn't that good.
Advance Wars franchise.
Yeah, we all know I love the new one on DS.
Oh, yeah. Ace Attorney franchise. Number 1
Which
for
you
me.
You got your buddy to return his loan copy of your...
The first one,
so I'm going to dig into that this week, hopefully.
Yeah, do it. Number 4, Mario Kart DS.
Probably the best version of that game made.
Number 3 is Metroid Fusion.
Cool.
I like it. I might not put it this high up. I really like it, though.
Yeah, but yeah, it was
I might
really
be on
good.
My list. Number 2, Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Ages, and Oracle of Seasons. I like these games, but I would put Link's Awakening
instead. Yeah, I love that game.
I like Link's Awakening more. Number 1, Pokemon franchise. Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
Possibly Nintendo's big E3 announcement?
That's what I think maybe we'll be seeing a big Pokemon game for the Wii.
Yep.
So we have that. And elsewhere, we still have the Full Circle going strong with the new writer, Joe Roche.
Yes.
Is that right? Nintendo Files, Theo Frazier still happening. I'm sure Mark's...
Six Axis Report.
Yeah, Mark's Six Axis is still going. The achievement unlocked by Rod Orchesky is talking about the whole gamer score.
Cheaters, yeah.
Yeah, that whole kind of
that
thing.
That was funny.
The game plan, Jace McGee has the greatest video game anti-heroes. So check that out to see who he's talking about. And there's a lot of other good things there. Factor Fiction, talking about Final Fantasy VII, Nintendo's Big E3 announcement, just like we were Sonic's comeback. So, that got Mark's in it.
Oh, did you read?
And Derek, that's Mark Salmela and Derek Robbins. I wonder what they did. I wonder how what their overall score was. What were you about to say, though?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the one I was just about to tell you. Did you read this?
I didn't read this yet.
Factor Fiction?
No.
It's basically everything we talked about on the podcast last week.
Oh, he's 5 for 6. Maybe they're stealing our ideas.
Oh, no.
I doubt it. All right, so we're going to go into our mailbag now.
The mail barrel, please.
And this, you got this from
Yeah, so Derek sent me a very nice email. I'll read it.
I'll read the whole thing.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so Derek writes...
Well, maybe he didn't want everyone to hear it. I think you should paraphrase it myself.
Okay, fine. I'll just go to his questions then.
Well, you can say he said nice things.
Wait, he complimented the podcast that we do a great job. He has two questions. His first, he says, through the podcast, you seem like you're a big fan of Western RPGs, but not a fan of JRPGs. I myself can't stand Western RPGs, as they seem a bit plotting to me. I was wondering if you could recommend a way to better immerse myself in the experience. I figured that if I were to lose myself in the game, I may find that I like it more. I gather you have done that as you claim to have bought the horse armor update for Oblivion, so you must really love that world.
No, it's because you're an idiot, but go ahead.
Anyway, I figured I would ask you for help because I want to be able to enjoy these games. I look at one and say, this is a good game, but on the inside, I just don't like
it. That's pretty much how I feel. I would just tell them it's okay to not like these games, but what do you say?
Well, see, I would almost say I find JRPGs plotting and taking too long.
Because you're stupid.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I mean, when you get in a game like Oblivion, a lot of people say, like, oh, it's too open for me. It's not directed enough. The truth is, the game, if you just keep following the objectives of the main quest.
I keep dying.
Huh?
And then I keep.
No. See, that's the thing. Oblivion uses
you,
a system.
Yeah, I know. You told me about the system a billion times. I still say things are too hard for me and I die all the time. So I must just suck, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't have a problem with difficulty in the game. But if you just keep following the main quest line in your journal. It's still just as directed as any game you play, especially since that game has the fast travel system, so you don't have to walk everywhere.
If you had to tell someone one Western RPG to try to get them hooked on the genre,
I'd say Oblivion. To really try it.
So if not Oblivion, then probably not anything.
Maybe Mass Effect, although it's almost so much more of a shoot. Maybe actually Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Republic is more JRPG esque in a little bit. Maybe.
But the thing is, what's nice about the Western RPG to me at least is if you just have like 20 minutes that you just want to play for a little bit, you can easily jump in Oblivion, just walk around until you find a quest to do and just do a little side quest. The thing is, they're games that you kind of almost need to be willing to take your time. Like, they're almost kind of relaxing to me in that way. But, like, I could just walk around in Tamriel, talk to people, pick up side quests. That was some of the most fun I had in the game. Like, I remember one time, I was just out going around exploring, found, like, a random inn, just went inside.
We're talking about Oblivion again.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ.
We gotta let.
Well, hurry up.
I am.
WrestleMania's starting soon.
Anyway, like, I found this inn in the middle of nowhere. I went inside, talked to the patrons, ended up with a side quest, went out for it, and got some cool rewards for the quest. So, I mean, it's kind of, in a lot of ways, if you're doing especially the side questing, it's a lot of making your own fun. You have to really kind of get into, like, the development of your character that's, like, in your head. Like, the way you see your character in your head.
Okay. Well, let's go to his next question.
Okay, this one you can agree with me on. So,
we talk about Grim Fandango a lot on the podcast, because I think both of us, it's our favorite game ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Derek says, I remember you saying that you were a big fan of Grim Fandango. Now, I've never seen the game on a store shelf, yet I've heard it's awesome. Can you tell me what it's about and what makes it such a good game? It seems like something I might want to track down as I hear the writing is top-notch.
All right, you talked about the thing enough. I'll cover this a little bit. But, okay, you're not going to be able to probably find this game on store shelves anymore. So.
Nah, eBay, Amazon, Half.com.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too expensive. I mean, no. If worst comes to worst, steal it somewhere. Go hack it.
You're not taking money from LucasArts, I guess.
Right, I mean, you have to play the game. I mean, it's just... It's a LucasArts adventure game, just in its top-notch form. There's an art presentation that's just amazing. The storytelling is, like, it's actually kind of sophisticated.
Yeah, like...
The puzzles are so innovative. There's no surprise. There's no trick here. It just does everything the genre is supposed to do amazingly well.
Now, I mean, like, I will concede, like, this being LucasArts' kind of first 3D adventure game, like, from a pure gameplay point of view, it's not the best. I mean, the controls are like the kind of Resident Evil tank style controls. Interface is a little clunky. But really, you have to kind of get past that. And as soon as you do, this is just honestly one of the best experiences you'll have in the game.
Yeah,
it's so engaging. Like you said, I mean, what's really great is I like, and this is Tim Schafer's big thing, the designer of the game, is characters. All the characters are so well fleshed out, so well developed, they have great relationships with each other. That's really why you're playing the game.
Right. So, I mean, I recommend it to just about anybody. All right.
We have more email.
Well, he talks about, yeah, I got some more email. I got my own email from Derek. So I'll go do that real quick. Well,
all right.
I kind of yelled at Derek yesterday. I mean, last week. because he said, I thought he kind of made a remark about people who don't like to play with items. And, you know, he was just saying that, you know, he doesn't like when people force it on him. And I got outraged because I hear it from all the time about how people who don't play with items don't like to have fun and stuff. And he wasn't saying that. But I hear that so much and I just get a little mad. But, you know, that obviously wasn't what he meant. And he just wrote in. And, you know, he had, again, had very nice things to say. We talked about Brawl for a little bit. He's kind of maining Lucas, Princess Peach, and Ness right now. And Lucas is somebody I really like. And so we do have something in common. Yeah. And he thinks Smashville is the best level in the game, which I also think.
Good. That KK Rider song right. is awesome.
One thing interesting, he was kind of surprised that we thought Escape from Monkey Island was a bit of a letdown.
I say that only because I think the other games are so good.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
And so therefore, like, I mean, it's fine. It just is missing that. I think really that's not a game that needed to be 3D.
Yeah, probably not. Let's see. And then David Redke sent me a couple emails. Just talking about Crisis Core and how much he was like, he didn't know I had it at that point. And he's just kind of recommending it for me. Then also, remember we were talking about Valkyrie Profile?
Yeah.
He kind of corrected us a little bit. So Valkyrie Profile 2, Silmaria, was a sequel to Valkyrie Profile Lenneth. Okay?
Yeah.
And we were confused on that. And Xenogears, you know, he says it's a great game, that Xenosaga is the name that Namco gave it, and that the games actually take place in different universes.
Ah.
Chrono Trigger has 12 endings, plus hidden characters, which means it's awesome. And Chrono Cross, no resolution to the majority of the characters from Chrono Trigger, and he thought it was all right. And he says, Star Ocean, the second story, had the hardest boss battle ever. It took him 2 hours. It took me 2 hours to be... Wait, what's that?
I think he means beat.
Right.
In the least.
And I guess that's a guy from there.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, soldier on, good sir.
Right. And then Jake Arbogast, who talked to us last week, we were talking about that, you know, 20 RPGs list, and yeah, we kind of glossed over Breath of Fire and said that it was just like, you know, Capcom's arbitrary series.
He says here very distinctly, find and play Breath of Fire 3.
Yeah, so he says it's pretty good. Maybe it's worth checking out. Yeah, so maybe I'll look into that someday. So thanks for all the emails, everyone. Keep sending them.
Yeah, keep sending them so we can keep doing this segment. Like we said, odds are if you send us an email, we'll read it.
Luckily, we'll always read it. But yeah, I'm Tolkoto at gmail.com and
adjguy711 at gmail.com.
All right, so we better wrap it up. I think people are starting to show up for WrestleMania.
Woo!
So thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Yep, be sure to check out the blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
Enjoy Well, I guess you already did enjoy WrestleMania. But have fun, everyone. Thank you and good night.
All right.